Talking to you after your victory over Tri-County recently, and Holden, I'll start with you. Wasn't the prettiest game, but, you know, a win's a win, and, you know, wins are beautiful this time of the year.
Yeah, it's really nice. We're going into the tough stretch. We're playing a lot of conference games. Like our coach said, this was going to be a good game for us coming out of break.
Well, let's talk about the season. It was a little kind of an uneven start. You weren't totally healthy and everything. What got you through that first part of the season when you were playing some really good teams, too?
Yeah, it's just teamwork, and like our coach says, we're a family, and that's all that matters is being a family, being able to share with each other what we need to do, and that's what pushes us to be a stronger team.
And, you know, coach has brought that up, but, you know, being a family, being close together, does it help, you know, that closeness when, you know, one of you guys are maybe down with an injury or not having a great game, you can pick them up?
Yeah, for sure, and we've had a lot of guys come up and give us some good minutes, and we really rely on those kids, and it's really team effort and family.
Now, Holden, I got to ask, you're a sophomore, but everybody on the team pointed to you and says, you are our leader. What is that like, even the seniors looking at you and saying, you are our leader, go out and show us what to do?
It was a big moment for me. I mean, as a sophomore, I've always had high hopes to do something, and when I got told I was going to be a captain right away, it really hit my heart because, I mean, second year of high school, I mean, I'm not really fully comfortable with it yet, but having that trust with my teammates is really awesome.
And, you know, everybody could see kind of your potential last year. How much have you improved over the year, you know, since, you know, the end of last season?
Last year, I mean, I'll be honest, I took a lot of three-point shots. I've really upped my game down low, really starting to drive more. I'm trying to work more on the floater. But if I have the open three or if I even get a chance, I'm going to take it.
Caden, what's it like playing with this guy, knowing that, you know, when you get in the ball, he's probably going to make something good happen?
It's great. It makes my job easy, you know. I can give it to him, and I have a good chance of being a bucket. So,
talking again to Twin Cedars boys basketball players, Holden Roberts and Caden Kloster. Now, let's look ahead. You made mention of some games coming up. Conference tournament, coaches said, you know, goal is to play on Saturday, hopefully Saturday night in the championship game. What kind of things are you looking forward to most as you guys look forward and here in the upcoming season?
We just need all guys healthy. I mean, if one guy's down, then that hurts our entire team. I mean, like I'll point out Gavin Clark. I mean, he's an animal. Rebounding, just an animal on the court. With him in the lineup and him on the court, it really boosts our team.
And Caden, what about you? Just, you know, what are you looking forward to most as your season goes into January?
Yeah, I'd like to pick up some maybe tough wins that we may not be favorable in the matchup, and just trying to get some wins and getting some guys involved and having fun.
Coach has said he wants to build something here, and you guys are sophomores, and coach says next couple of years, I want to be that team that everybody fears. You know, what's that like knowing that, you know, you got a coach like Mateo that, you know, knows your potential?
Mateo, yeah, he has a lot of trust in us. I mean, we're the top two guys basically on the team. But, I mean, we're young and we're getting young players. So if we keep building that, that's going to be good for us.
What about you, Caden?
Yeah, for sure. We're just young and we make a lot of mistakes. But in the future, we're trying to learn from them and keep getting our game better.
Now, how do you compartmentalize that when, you know, you've got all this, you know, all this pressure, I guess, or challenges, you know, from everybody, but yet you got to keep focused and, you know, take it game by game?
I mean, the main thing is just, like I said, have our teammates by our side, because with the teammates, I mean, pressure is not there, in my opinion. Having the teammates there just boosts your morale, boosts your confidence, and it's awesome to have.
Yeah, we go through a lot of pressure, but we can rely on our teammates a lot, and we can rely on each other, and I know we have a good chance of winning.
All right, guys, best of luck the rest of the season. Hopefully your goals will be matched.
Thank you.